welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 23rd of February, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Lane Kelly, Senior Editor for U.S. Polymers. Hello, Lane.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Lane covers several markets for ISIS, including the polypropylene market. Lane, now that we're 2 months past the end of 2016, what's the current talk on polypropylene right now?
Polypropylene is interesting because it's been reverting to a past formula that was used 2-3 years ago. It used to be that as goes propylene, so goes polypropylene. Whatever propylene would do in a given month, whether it went up or down and by however many cents pound, polypropylene would do the same thing. Then came 2015, when all that was changed as propylene plunged. Producers picked up a lot of margin, an extra cent or two a month, and it was not as goes propylene, so goes polypropylene, because they didn't pass all the savings on to their customers. I'm told this is quite common. So that was 2015. 2016, things started changing last year, about halfway through the year, because they had an onslaught of imports last year. They had to retain their market. And so the producers once again started saying, as goes propylene, so goes polypropylene. When propylene was going down last year, they went down on the quarterly contracts, which is what we're talking about.
Okay.
When it went up, then they could say, look, sorry, we're just following propylene. And that's the way it is as we speak. This year, in January and February, you've had propylene going up big time. 10 cents in January, probably 6 to 7 cents in February. They can say, look, sorry, it's going up huge, but we're just doing what propylene does. So you've got polypropylene going up like 16 to 17 cents a pound on the quarterly contracts in January and February this year.
For reference, could you give a few examples of some of the major users for polypropylene?
Well, polypropylene is the second largest polymer behind polyethylene. So if you walk into Walmart and see all kinds of plastic goods there, Tupperware, that's made out of polyethylene. But polypropylene, a big user is Rubbermaid, which is a lot of stuff for the kitchen. People, all kinds of users out there who make plasticware for your picnic, for your home even. So there's a pretty wide use of polypropylene, but Rubbermaid, Walmart, those people are big users of polypropylene.
So a bit more rigid of a plastic.
Harder, it breaks. Polypropylene has some automotive use. It is, generally speaking, more brittle, harder. It doesn't bend. It doesn't have the flexibility of polyethylene.
You mentioned during a January interview that polypropylene wants to be polyethylene. Is that still the situation?
Still the situation, but they're not making much headway on that because last year, they started exporting a lot. When you had all the imports coming in last year, they had all this extra material. So what could they do with it? Well, only one thing you can do, you export it for a cheaper price. Well, their exports increased last year. So you had polypropylene getting into double digits as a percentage of sales on exports. They were kind of mirroring them in one respect last year. But the exports have tailed off. The imports have tailed off. So whether polypropylene is making much headway on becoming another polyethylene, right now, that's kind of gone by the wayside.
Okay. Thanks for the update, Lane. And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the polypropylene market, any of the other markets that ISIS covers, be sure to visit ISIS.com, and be sure to tune in for the next podcast.